Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Got Drunk, Woke, Hungover. That was submitted by Hopeless Est on Twitter. Today, we are picking a winner. Somebody from the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug is going to win a visit by me to the city they're in or close to it, as close to it as we can get. And for the winner to come out and see a show of mine and bring some friends and also possibly do like a meet and greet. It's been different each time we've done it. Sometimes I've hung out with the people for a while. Other times I would say, get the fuck out of my dreadnought. I wouldn't be that mean, or would I? Oh, this is a good one. Victor Miller. I'm coming to Columbus, Ohio, probably in 2018 in the spring-summer range, because I'm not going to go there in the wintertime. Maybe I will. Doug's Plugs. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies this Wednesday night in San Diego at the American Comedy Company, and then Sunday is sold out in New York. Thank you, New York, for that. But Monday night at the Gramercy Theater in New York City, there's still some seats left for that one. For all my dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off! Hey, you guys, we're back in the spacement with two guests who've been on the show before, Nick Rutherford and Todd Robert Anderson.
Thank you, guys.
I sometimes want to... Great job on the clapping, you guys. We've got an extra small crew tonight, and that was good clapping. Yeah. is Todd Robert Anderson, did we already go over this? Do you have the full name because of SAG?
Yes.
And there's already a Todd Anderson?
There were, at the time I joined, there were 18 Todd Andersons.
Why so many Todd Andersons? And why do they all get to keep their name and you have to throw in the Robert?
It's union bullshit, man. I hate it. I hate it. And there was even a Todd R. Anderson, so that's why I had to go with the full pretentious three-name thing.
Yeah.
But you will respect it.
I will. And also joining us is Nick Samuel Rutherford.
Hi, everybody.
Was that a good guess on the middle name?
I mean, it was a good, every guess is good.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, no, there'd be some bad guesses if I said, is your middle name Nancy?
Yeah, well.
That'd be a terrible guess.
That's not a good one. I do have two middle names.
Really?
So you have two chances of getting one of them right.
Like on your official like license and everything, it's got double middle names?
On my birth certificate, yes, but on my license, it's just...
You just went with one? How do you choose?
I think I got chosen in middle school at some point. Like, you know, you had to like sign up for things.
Tell
like
us the two middle names and we'll tell you which one you should have kept for good.
Yeah. I know which one I should have kept. Well, I have Nicholas Joseph Adolf Rutherford.
No way.
No, that's not true.
It was a lie for a joke.
No, I know that was a joke, but I do have two. It's Nicholas Joseph Walter Rutherford.
Joseph and Walter.
Joseph and Walter. Those are both solid.
Yes.
At some point, because people looked at you and went, you're not an old man.
Yeah.
What kind of young person's name Walter?
Exactly.
That's a good point.
And then I was like, I don't know, talk to my mom.
Walt White.
Yeah,
Walter White.
I'd hang out with a Walt White.
Disney.
Get some meth, get that really nice blue kind. Oh, it's 19 minutes after the hour, which means it is almost 420 somewhere.
Ding, 420 somewhere.
And we've got lots of stuff for you guys to smoke.
Great.
The sativa is called Sasquatch Sap, which sounds like the sap that would ooze out of a Sasquatch, which can't be
that's gross.
A Sasquatch is not a tree.
Which is which? Is there?
It's a person. all of them are loaded with the Sasquatch sap, and if you want Club 33 Indica, which that sounds super exclusive, Club 33.
Yeah. That's a Disneyland thing.
33 is my lucky number.
I think, isn't it called 34 at Disneyland, though? Or is it 33?
I'm pretty sure it's 33.
Or Club 54?
Club 50.
There is a, there was 33?
Was it
23? 23.
Absolutely, 100%, no way. No, D23 is something different. We're talking about Club 33 in the New Orleans district,
right next to the Pirates. That private restaurant in Disneyland. Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. And so I'm there's not only, even high yet.
There's a, yeah, oh, so hit something real quick, you guys. I'm going to hit this. Taylor Rizzo, the Dab Master, put some keef on top of this sativa, so I'm going to hit that first.
I'm going to hit this Doug. This Doug pipe.
Doug face, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good.
It looks kind of more like you than me, actually.
Well, I'm taking it home, then.
I like this pipe. It's very glassy.
Yeah, and it's a bubbler, too. Can you hear it bubbling?
That's why it's so smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's tricky to... when it's cached and you got to dump out the ashes, then you know that it's got that water in it, so it's a
tricky dance. Oh, it goes through here.
The water will just spill out everywhere if you try to turn it upside down.
I'm not gonna.
Don't try.
I'll just smoke a different.
Don't do it, Doc.
Like you just take the dental pick and you scoop it out. Is this cached? You think?
I don't think so.
No, it's still probably got a couple more hits. We just started on it.
No, this is cached for sure.
Really?
Really?
Wow, why don't you hit that shit hard, buddy?
Hey!
Slow down. You're already tweeting about how you're going to be incomprehensible.
I didn't say incomprehensible.
Well, you those said you're going to have a hard time having a conversation.
Well, that's what happened last time. I just felt like I was like, ugh.
But that's part of the fun.
That is the fun.
Yeah.
It is part of the fun.
It's a real life
And I realized, because I don't get paranoid very much when I smoke, but I realized in watching the episode that that's what I was experiencing. Because when I watched it, I was like, this is an entirely pleasant conversation between four people. And in the moment,
but inside yourself, you were like, this is not working out.
This guy hates me over here. She's just humoring me. I'm not sure how Doug is. That's how it was.
He's hard to read. To be fair, if it's Club 33, I'm like almost 100% positive it's Club 33. Yeah.
Got confirmation on the 33.
You know who's a member there? Drew Carey.
I went once, and the experience was so special that I can't remember anything that happened, and I don't even remember the name of the fucking club, 33. That's how impressive it
what
was.
What is? I don't know,
you know
what this is.
I want
it's
to go
just
to
a
club
restaurant
33?
Inside Disneyland that you like have to know somebody, you know, to make a reservation.
So it's in the like Magic Kingdom itself,
uh-huh. And it's the only place in the Magic
like
Kingdom.
It's like a secret ass door.
The only place you can drink liquor or beer in the Magic Kingdom. You can drink in California Adventure.
California Adventure is right across the way, downtown Disney.
Yeah, but I'm not paying
Disneyland
for an
Hotel.
Extra fare.
Everywhere's got alcohol except for the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've heard 10-year waiting list to become a member. So you can't just you have to know somebody at this point.
Okay.
You can't just bay a ticket.
Yeah, I had a friend whose dad is rich and got a bunch of us in there one time. And I don't even remember getting a, like, they supposedly now they give you, like, a little pin that's supposedly, like, a, you know, special one for each day there or some shit, like, to make it special. But I don't remember getting that. If I did, I didn't care about it at the time and threw it out.
You had a friend's dad? Was this, like, a while ago? Were you a kid?
You know, 20s. So it has been a while.
That would have been great, though. In the 20s?
Awesome. It was neat. It was
Johnny
neat.
Depp,
it felt special. It felt exclusive, but there was nothing about the food wasn't amazing. The decor wasn't incredible. Like, I want to go in there and see, like, you know, some amazing Disney shit that nobody's seen.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a restaurant. Dude.
Like, they should have the plans for the next land. Like, if you're eating there now, you should be able to see Star Wars land.
Did you see that? You see early cuts of Star Wars?
Yeah.
And just
that'd be neat.
Walt Disney's head in a tube.
I won't watch the trailer for the Star Wars.
Because you don't want to ruin it.
I'm going to see the movie.
Yeah, I'm already sold.
I'll watch the trailer later just to see like how they how they thought they should sell it.
I don't remember any of this stuff. Like, I see the trailer and I forget it before I see the movie.
You're a special person.
Well, it's kind of how the Star Wars movies go in and out of my head at this point anyway.
Right.
I've seen Rogue One twice, and I can't tell you exactly what the fuck happens, except
I know it fills a gap in
the original Star Wars
movie's logic,
and it fills it with more gaps in logic, right?
I don't think it adds more. It just sort of adds this idea that, wow, all these people did this shit, and then in the other Star Wars movies, nobody ever mentions them and their bravery.
It kind of makes the other movies worse.
Yeah. It's kind of like, why are they fucking not even mentioning these people that all kamikaze just to get
info for the Death Star? They say a lot of people died.
Did they say that in Star Wars 4?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do say a lot of people died.
A lot of people died to get us this information. And that's like a big thing when you... you know, we're paying attention to Star Wars when you're old and you've seen it 47 times. You're like, yeah, what happened there? And that's
like saying a lot of people tried to blow up the Death Star. Or it took a lot of people to blow up the Death Star. Like Luke Skywalker gets special recognition. Maybe even Han Solo because he flew in.
Yeah, and
helped.
They forgot about the guerrilla warfare that came before it. It's bullshit.
I'm just saying
it's political bullshit.
Rogue One has like characters with names that should be mentioned throughout the rest of the series.
Yes, absolutely.
As the martyrs, the kamikazes that
the biggest heroes of the
way bigger heroes than Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, he's alive.
You know, he got through it okay.
Yeah.
How much PTSD is there, and
Luke was already related to the bad guys. He was already in.
Yeah. Right. We're going way too deep on Star Wars, you guys.
I'm freaking out.
I felt like as soon as I said that Luke thing, it just sunk.
Did not mean
Why
to do that.
Why didn't the Hannibal guy, what's the Hannibal guy's name? Who's the dad in the Rogue One? What's his name? That actor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Mads Mikkelsen.
About.
Great actor.
Great actor. Fantastic.
Have you seen him in comedies?
No.
He's fucking hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's in this thing called. Now I'm not gonna be able to think of it. I'll look it up during the break.
All right.
Is this Finn?
Huh?
No, the dad in.
No,
Rogue
now
One.
He's talking Rogue One, and he's talking the dad.
Because I don't understand why.
Oh, the guy who gets. Well,
he sets up the whole thing so they can blow up.
Yeah.
We can't spoil this shit? We can't.
I think we can.
Well, I think everybody knows.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he could have made it easier. It's just like a tiny little tart. Why didn't he make it a bigger deal?
Because he didn't want them to detect it. Yeah. He didn't want Darth Vader and his gang.
But if he could...
his buddies.
Get it in there at all, he could have made it easy. That's all I'm saying. If they couldn't figure
it out. I like
that's
when you checked out. 2.5 minutes in, you're like, I could have made it easier.
Yeah.
Little daughter.
Yeah, you didn't bother to wait around for the blind warrior running around screaming shit and flailing about.
I like that guy.
He was pretty cool, but.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's dedicated.
But it was, being a fighter seemed like a stretch, but, you know.
Sure, but it was like a.
If you could say, the force is with me, I'm with the force. Force is with me, I'm with the force. If you could say it fast enough, then it gives you superpowers.
I'll take that, though.
Yeah. Anyway, so apologies to anyone who doesn't give a shit about Star Wars, and it's soon to be many universes. It's going to be crazy how nuts they go with it. But I really am looking forward to there being a whole part of Disneyland.
Oh yeah, me too.
Star Wars.
There's a Star Wars hotel they're building in Florida.
No.
Wait.
The whole thing is Star Wars.
They're doing a whole part of the park is Star Wars, an entire thing.
Yeah, Star Wars Land.
A new land.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They're not replacing one.
No, because it's just out adrift past, it's kind of over by where the Mark Twain paddle boat goes.
But if you had to replace it,
I would replace in a fucking heartbeat Toontown.
Yeah, that's easy.
It's kind of fun to run around in because when you grab a doorknob, it'll make a sound like you're being electrocuted.
Yeah, you can pick up like a rubber weight.
That's fun.
I like the rides, but the rides aren't that great.
That ride's okay. All right. It's like a Mr. Toad, but it spins around.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's good, though.
I guess so. And then, I don't know. You know, it's just not a great land for me. I really like the movie Roger Rabbit. What I like about it was how dark it is, not how subject it should be to a children's attraction.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, like Roger. I mean, what's her name? Jessica Rabbit. Like that's you got a walk around character in that outfit. And how much money does she make a day? I wonder.
Depends on the day.
She probably gets a lot of.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I think she gets a lot of requests. If I give you this much, can I do this in front of you?
Yeah.
Into a house plant.
We got to go to our first break, you guys.
Yes.
This thing is flying along. We got to plug their projects. We got to talk about how two of us are in a TV show together that's ending. And it's very sad that it's ending, but it's a great show. So all of that and more when we come back. We'll be right back.
The holidays are coming up. Why not give yourself the gift of Stitcher Premium? They have an incredible Black Friday deal going on that you will not want to miss. Get 50% off your first payment for a limited time when you go to stitcher.com/premium and use the promo code HIGH50. That's $17.50 for an entire year of Stitcher Premium. Spend cozy winter nights binging on 8 seasons of the Doug Loves Movies archives and all the bonus episodes of the Benson Interruption completely ad-free. Plus, with Stitcher Premium, get access to new original shows, exclusive bonus episodes of your favorite podcasts, and hundreds of stand-up comedy albums. Just go to stitcher.com/premium and use the promo code HIGH50, that's H-I-G-H-5-O, for 50% off your first payment.
How many seasons did it last?
3.
All right, we are back, and the answer is man and chicken.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen is in a very funny movie called Man and Chicken. It's really a wild movie, and I think if you get really high, you'll either enjoy it or you'll go insane watching it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Because it's so
crazy. You would like Hannibal, then. You should binge watch that.
I'm going to binge watch Hannibal. That's on my list of things that I'm really never going to do, but I might try. I was so excited when Punisher started on Netflix. I was like, I'm doing this. And then it's not one that's downloadable. You have to just watch it with a Wi-Fi connection. So
you got to be home to watch it.
Yeah. So yeah. It's kind of fucked up my whole thing because I like binging on planes and in hotel rooms.
You know what? You put one barrier between me and watching anything, and I will never ever watch it.
Isn't that right? Like, we're never gonna watch Transparent now.
No. Nope.
Right? It's like I've never seen House of Cards, and now I'm just not gonna.
Oh, I got into
it. I'm out on House of Cards completely.
Yeah. No, that's a gift.
I don't have to sit there, or I could sit there and watch it and just be like, this guy's awful.
Yeah, but you feel
he's
guilty.
An awful good actor.
You got to get into it with whoever they replace him with.
Well, that's the thing is, aren't they just calling it a day? Like, it just ceased production?
I have no idea.
Yeah. They were talking about replacing him. We don't know what's happening with the House of Cards.
Oh my God, how great would it be if somebody, like each what week if? They have a different person do play the character. Like one week it's Stephen Colbert, and the next week it's Adam Baldwin.
That's a great
or what
idea.
If it was
Adam
just,
Baldwin.
What if it was like a green screen?
Especially Adam Baldwin.
Yeah.
What if it was like a green screen and it would just film you and you got to play the character?
Oh,
and it would project you into the TV?
That's.
Have you seen this shit, this Alejandro Iñárritu stuff over at LACMA, Los Angeles
the
Museum
thing?
Of
Kind.
It's a
the infinity rooms.
It's a fucking virtual reality movie that you walk around in it. Like it's some sort of a crisis at a border.
Oh.
And you can just go stand wherever you want and watch the whole thing go down. It's just in this fucking room in the museum.
Are you like standing on sand too or something?
I think they do shit like that to make it.
That
they do
horrible.
Stuff to make it as real as possible.
It's supposed to be.
That's why it sounds awful.
That's the whole idea, you know?
Just to
too
be
comfortable out here. Yeah.
Feel like shit.
Yeah, but it's probably, it's probably artfully done. Like, it's probably a suspenseful sequence, you know? So, just feel more immersive than usual. Like, did you see Sicario?
Yeah.
It feels like it'll have that kind of tension, but like you'd be standing there going, hey, Emily Blunt, what up?
Well, that's...
It's Sicario, but you get a hit on Emily Blunt.
Pros and cons to that whole argument.
I wonder if they'll let me like hit
technology.
A vape in there. I wonder if I can just stand there. Ooh, this is quite a, crisis they've got going here. I can't believe I just mimed smoking weed when I've got it all right here in my hands.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe I would have rather gone into like Star Wars in that situation with that kind of virtual reality.
No, but then it would just seem flippant.
But then what are you doing? Flippant. You're like sitting around, I guess it could be like a Jabba the Hutt seat or something.
I think it's more of a statement on the condition of the board. You know, I think it's supposed to be.
Well, I see. Yeah, you know, I mean this is from the guy who did Gravity and Birdman. Like both of those movies are like groundbreaking in many ways.
Yeah.
You know, it may not be qualify as entertainment to some people. Like, I know people that can't stand Birdman.
I wasn't.
Or the Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
I didn't see it, but I like Birdman a lot.
It was an aggressive full title.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just excited that I remembered it and could say it out loud.
I was happy for you.
Because it also could be the ignorant expectation of, I mean, it's easy to mix around some of those words.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. We don't need to know you guys, your high history, because we presumably covered it when you appeared on the show previously.
I believe so.
Was that on camera that you were saying, you were already talking about how you felt weird the last time? How, compare it to now, how do you feel this time?
I feel cooler, but it's also still pretty weird.
Yeah, it's always a little weird.
Yeah, it's still a little weird. Yeah. I mean, it's
good.
You
seem
it's
to
good
be
weird.
Handling it weirdness pretty well.
Is that, do you mean that or do you mean
I'm
the
serious.
Opposite?
No, you're, look at you.
I don't feel
you're
good.
You're pretty chill over there.
Yeah.
Are you, you're freaking out?
No, I'm not freaking out. I'm like right before freaking out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is probably going to push you over the edge.
Great.
Because it's time for a segment on the show we call Marijuana Know Something. I'm going to ask you guys a question that I do not know the answer to myself.
Okay.
And we're just all going to ponder it, try to see if we can come up with the answer.
Whoa.
These questions are engineered to be tricky.
Hmm. Okay, I'm in.
All right.
But they teach you something in the end.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the original name of Pepsi Cola? Now, why would they think anyone would just know that? You know what I mean? There must be something.
Well, there's like tricks involved already, you know? Like,
right?
You're going to just say Pepsi, but that's got to be the trick.
Yeah, why would they? Like, it was originally called Pepsi, and they added the cola
to be
more Coca-Cola. Clear about what it was, because maybe there's another thing called Pepsi that was like
stomach medicine.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Pepto-Bismol.
Right.
It's the Pepto-Bismol knockoff.
So our answer is Pepto-Bismol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I mean, just Pepsi or just cola, I mean, both of those seem like the question should be trickier than that.
Well, is it going to be something out of nowhere? Just like,
that's what I mean. I don't know.
Dorothy?
Like these, a lot of times we, you know, we luck into the right answer on these things. Or at least a guess. We've had guesses where the person retracts it. They just think that can't possibly be it. And then that turns out to be the answer.
So we may have already said it.
I'll tell you, in this case, the answer is not unicorn. That was the answer the other time.
That was the one answer I was pretty sure it couldn't have been.
You know, you narrowed that one. That one already had left the field of options.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe, okay, so how about this? Uh-huh. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
Like it already had, for some reason, they both had the same name.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then they had to go with Pepsi.
Ooh, that would be an interesting fact.
Okay.
Right?
I hope it's true. I said yes.
I think that's in the spirit of this game. So let's see how I did.
Or it was 7-Up or something.
Okay, that's your guess. Do you have an official guess?
Mountain Pepper.
God damn it.
What is it?
It was called Brad's Drink.
Oh,
no way.
That's what it says.
Oh, I said Dorothy.
Brad's Drink.
Oh, you're right. He did. He said it was called Dorothy.
He gave it a random name, yeah.
That was really close.
Wait, Brad?
Brad's Brad. Drink.
What was wrong?
It's like those steakhouses roots, Chris.
Yeah, why'd the people were turned off by that, or...
I mean, its first name was... That's like maybe like... Brad was the only person the first person to drink it. So then they started calling it that, but it had to have a name before that.
Well, oh man.
Or Brad,
that's the next question.
Brad's the inventor.
But if somebody said to me, "Do you want a Pepsi or a Brad's drink?" I would go, "Brad's drink, please." That would be what I would go with.
Why would any of us have ever in a million years guessed this? Because the answer should be at least guessable.
Yeah. I just see that these questions upset you.
I'm just trying to get into it.
I think we had a good
I really don't care, but I do love it when I get the answer right. I was psyched. I thought I was really on the right track with that.
That was good. I mean, that one's it's undoable.
Oh. All right, so let's try another one.
Great.
Hey, you guys, you ever want to know something? Full disclosure, the person who gives me my blue cards was different tonight. And so one of the answers to the questions was revealed to me.
Okay.
I just want to be honest that I already knew it was Brad's drink.
Oh.
No, I know this next one. This next one, I already know the answer.
Okay, well, how about this? You can only speak in charades from now on after you read the question.
Well, this can be really weird.
You can basically just have to tell us the answer.
I'm all right with that. No, I think you guys might get this one based on knowing the answer. This is no Brad's drink bullshit.
Are we supposed to work together, or
if you want to,
with us,
like as a team?
It doesn't matter. I, you know, anybody that could come. I'd
like to.
Yeah, let's do a team.
I think we all agreed on that first answer, and it just didn't work out.
Doesn't need to be a competition.
Yeah. All right. What was the first thing ever bought and sold on the internet? Like as soon as purchases could be made on the internet of anything.
I think I know.
What was the first thing that was sold?
I don't know how it could not be porn.
Oh, I was going to say pizza.
Pizza?
Wow, those are both
really pizza
really
before
good.
Porn?
I mean, I bet in the nerdy little book of the history of the internet, the people who recorded the pizza being bought is the one that got the record. But before that, people were probably, you know, buying porn, but they just didn't log that as much back then. The internet was to trade porn, but they also were like, and everybody, we can buy pizzas.
Right.
Don't forget to smoke, you guys. It might help stimulate the
I don't know.
Your thought processes.
Wait, so what do you think it is, Doug? Through movement and movement only?
I told you I already know the answer. Oh, I see what you're saying. I got to act it out?
Yeah. You basically have to tell us it out. I mean, act us. You got it already. You sure smoking?
It'd be too easy to act it out for you.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, super
easy. In charade style?
Even easier to act out than porn.
Oh.
Is it pizza then?
Pizza might be hard to act out. How do you act out pizza? You just sort of go like make a triangle and then go.
I mean, that could be either, I guess.
That's a way to go.
I guess they're both.
I totally believed you were eating pizza when you did that. That was really
good. I didn't know I had that talent. I just jumped into it.
Good miming. It's good miming.
And I could feel the heat in your hands, too.
Yeah.
Take a look at that, you
guys. I felt like
first of all, there's that.
Yeah,
it looks
ooh,
good.
Spicy.
Ow, maybe the roof of your mouth got just a little too. Ow. Ow, a little bit of ouch.
All right. Both of those answers are wrong.
What is
it's
it?
It's not pizza or porn.
Jesus.
Yeah, right? Perfect for this show. It's a bag of weed.
A bag of weed.
Bag of weed.
A bag of weed.
That was right.
That was the most obvious thing.
Weed, porn, and
we
pizza.
Looked right past that.
It was fucking Stanford kids and MIT kids like doing a transaction. in the 70s.
That's cool.
Yeah.
This should be a movie,
those
right?
Those two guys are still in jail.
A lot of the good weed stuff comes from, that particular part of the country. The whole 420 thing was started in up near San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. They're pioneers up there.
Yeah, they are. You can find those segments, those Marijuana Know Something segments, on Now This Weed. how are we doing on time? Am I about to get a signal? We're close. All right.
We're just eating up the time.
Yeah, no, we're doing great. You guys, I'm looking forward to the final segment because I don't have anything to do later tonight. Do you guys have anything later to do tonight? Mm-mm. Anything to do? Because we do dabs in the final segment now. I mean, I'm not saying everybody because many of our guests have said no.
Mm-hmm.
Many guests that are just like, I don't need to keep coming back on this show. I could say no, and they can ban me. No, we don't care. It's cool if you don't.
It was weird how it was threatening.
Think about it.
Went back on the threat.
Yeah, like I was in and out of it the whole time. That was a real
roller coaster. Somewhat trying to prepare you for, like, if you do read the comments on the show, the backlash against the people who turn it down is vicious.
All right.
So I'm trying to be,
Yeah, protective. You're protective.
Yeah, I'm trying to protect you.
That's good to know. Thank you. So we'll have...
But yeah, so you'll have an option of whether or not to do that. But the Dab King, he, of course, will take one of his own hits, and I'll do a hit. I do one every time now. I'm trying to build up my dab tolerance.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll do a dab, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I've never dabbed.
Well, you may really want to think this over because...
Well, how much of the show is after the dab?
Yeah.
Just depends on how hard the dab hits you. And me. If it's one of those dabs that makes you lose all sense of time and space and ignore cue cards and stuff, then yeah, we could be in trouble. Could go for a while. No, it's in the final segment, and you can just do it at the last minute if you want.
Let's do it whenever.
Yeah, you don't have to be sit around and talk much. There's a post-game interview where they'll ask you one question.
Okay.
So if you're dabbed out for that, you might say something crazy. Which brings me to this. We got to talk about your projects, you guys, because part of the deal here is that you're here to plug stuff. And Todd, of course, is a hilarious character on the You're the Worst television program on FXX.
Yes.
Yes.
You're on that.
Let's hear it for that.
Yeah. Sure. You're on that that same
I do.
Program.
I have. It's one of those crazy things that you luck into in this business. I'm a fan of a show. Next thing you know, they're like, "Hey, come be yourself on this show," and it's recurring. Like I've been in like 4 episodes now.
That's the best.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And I love the show. And speaking of crazy, your character is just more and more unhinged and weirder
than
every time you see him.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah.
Is it embarrassing doing some of that stuff in front of the crew and everybody?
Well, yes. of course
it is. Because he just behaves so horribly.
Yeah,
it is. And so weirdly.
It is weird and awful, and in light of
what was the line about blinking?
Oh, I can hear my blinks.
Yeah,
because he took some medicine.
He took a bunch of. He's a doctor who fucking takes medicine, steals medicine, and takes it here. And I can hear my blinks. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah,
the whole season's about me trying not to fall asleep.
Yeah, because you have to perform surgeries. He's a surgeon who doesn't ever go to sleep. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it goes bananas.
All right, and we got to go to a break, Nick, so sorry we can't talk about your thing.
God damn it.
But
sorry.
I'm going to try my best to remember to ask you about it as soon as we get back. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, so that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm gonna do it during the breaks. I wanna say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio only version of the show. And also our web store is now through billaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think maybe. Check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy your day.
You can scoot that way.
Scoot down. We're joined by the Dab Master General of the United States. He was recently given that position by our president.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the Dab Master General.
DMG.
That's me. An acronym, okay.
Yeah. So it's...
This is the full...
It's dab time if you want one. Yep. But let's briefly talk about Nick Rutherford and also Todd Robert Anderson. But specifically Nick right now, your project, you're here to promote a thing that you're in. It's a film.
It's a film called People You May Know.
Right.
And I love the film.
It's got people in it that we may know.
Thune's in it.
Nick
Thune. Your boy
Thune's.
Nick Thune's in it. Mm-hmm. Kayleanne. I mean.
We keep asking him to come on this show, and you know what his response is? Thune.
Nick Rutherford.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
He blows us off for some reason. I mean, I think it's just because we go through representation.
No, you know what? He's just a busy guy. He loves
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and he's busy.
He moves. He lived over there. He's got a kid he's taking care of. You know, he's moving into a house. He's just been busy, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying that to me. It makes me feel better about it.
Well, when I, you know, we always talk fondly of you. We like you, you know? You're a bud. I wish he could be here right now. I'm surprised he wasn't here tonight, actually.
I didn't think of it because we just tried a few times and it was he was always busy.
Well, wherever you are, Nick Thune, fuck off and die.
Yeah. I mean, wait a second. But so he's in it and it's, but you love this thing.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's good. It's
and how out. Do people see it?
You can see it on the 28th, so it's a good movie to watch with your family. It's, I don't know, man. It's.
Should you really watch it with your family?
Yeah, you definitely should, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be embarrassing or anything?
No. No, not at all. It's a good one.
Okay.
It's a good one for it.
I like that about it.
Yeah. So it streams on the 28th. It's called People You May Know. It's good. Good people involved. You're gonna fucking.
I'm going home for the holidays. I know I'm gonna get dragged to see Daddy's Home Too.
Oh God.
Why?
My mom loved Daddy's Home 1, and I love my mom.
It's a nice trickle down.
Yeah, it is.
Trickle down. I
feel like you win.
I don't see
man.
Anything. I'll see that. Shit. Yeah. I don't care. Good. I mean, you know, there'll be stuff in it that makes me laugh, but it wasn't well received critically.
Would you ever do the buy a ticket for something else and then go in there?
I've done that sort of thing, you know.
Can't do that with your mom.
On occasion.
Though. That's weird.
Unless she's a cool
yeah, you
mom.
You can. You blame it on her. Like, she's seen that.
I've wanted to, like, contribute to something more. Like, I probably, when I saw Expendables, I probably asked for a ticket to Scott Pilgrim.
Oh,
they opened the same weekend, and Expendables, like, made a fortune, and Scott Pilgrim got kind of overlooked.
Yeah. Anyway, just that's
what's going on over there, Taylor?
I didn't realize that was the. It was those two movies. That's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
For me.
What?
Yeah. This is ready for whoever wants it.
I'll go last. I want to watch it.
You want to go up, Doug?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. You don't have to jump right into it, you guys.
So what happens?
Well, as this... I do it, Taylor will sit over there and talk you through it.
Got your carb cap.
I gotta remember not to just leave it sitting on there.
All right. It's not.
So basically, what he's got is this stuff right here, which is rosin. It's basically just weed that's been pressed between two heated metal pads.
Sure.
And it melts all the terpenes and keef and stuff that's on there. And
oh, so it does get rid of the terpenes?
Creates like a shatter consistency. And then you just put it on the hot coil and it evaporates on there and just smoke it through like a bong. It's basically like the analog version of what a vape pen does. Like a vape pen is just a coil on the inside of a little.
I feel like we skipped a few steps with that part of it. This is like a little blowtorch on the side?
No, it's just a little heated coil and it just heats up the metal nail that's on top and you just put it on there and it evaporates. And when you put the cap on there, it creates like a little heat chamber. So it all evaporates a little more quickly.
Here's like the vape version of it.
Yeah, it's just kind of an analog version. Instead of it being the oil and the heated coil, atomizer in like the little same container, it's just like you have it separately and you put it on top and do it that way. It's like putting a record on and pulling the needle off and putting it on there.
Yeah. Is it the same thing? Like, I feel like people used to just like heat up bowls with like blow torches, like little steel bowls and then.
Well, I mean, there's still a similar way of doing that.
It's like just, that, but just heating that up with a blowtorch.
Yeah, you just use a torch, a butane torch usually, instead of a heated coil, which is becoming more of a primitive way of doing it. I feel like a lot of people are going for the e-nails. It's a little more convenient and less dangerous having torches. Sure.
Do you look at the Q-tip after you do that? Because it's just your natural thing to do with a Q-tip after you've used it, is to look and see what's on the end of it.
No, you do it for the same way when you're wiping, so you know when you're done.
You wipe it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you just look at it and see, because it'll be, the first wipe will be a little bit dirtier and then it'll slowly go away. This depends. Sometimes
so
there's a little
gross
more.
Gross sounding.
Can yeah, I... that was gross, but it was really, that's a very practical.
Can
way.
I do like, can I do like a little
that's
tiny
a great way of cleaning.
One?
Yeah,
of get a just small a really one. Small.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like definitely can.
Beginners.
I love
type
that
deal.
Yeah, get after it.
I mean,
so do you press it yourself?
I actually cool got enough this pressed at Cannabis Cup last week. There was a Sasquatch, which is a company that...
I don't trust this guy. He's a fake.
they make presses, and they had just a few out there and were pressing stuff for free for everybody. So if you bought stuff, they were just doing it right there. It was pretty convenient. I've never pressed anything myself before, so it was nice to see the whole process go through and actually
it's
how...
Cool. It's a cool little package,
how convenient
man
it is, yeah.
Reminds me of like Frisbee and the Rats of Nymph, you know what I mean? Remember that movie, Mrs. Frisbee and the Ratchet Nymph?
Yeah, sure. There's
oh
a book
God
and a movie.
People out
the
there
mice and the spies.
Yeah, I
the
love
Secret
that movie
of Nymph.
Secret of Nymph.
Secret of Nymph, yeah.
But the book was what he said, I think.
Well, whatever
probably
it was.
Well,
it was
Secret of Nymph. Rats is a little
remember,
harsh.
Remember that? The whole thing was that mouse carrying around the little packet of
they
medicine?
They were mice, oh, weren't
yeah
they?
That's like what that package was.
It is, yeah.
Look at
that.
The
dirty rats of Nymph.
That's you.
It's like me. I'm Rizzo the Rat, so...
And then there's Nymph's Island. Have you guys ever gotten a load of that?
Nymph's Island.
Do you know Nymph's Island?
Jodie Foster.
It's somebody just connected the
cell. Yeah. Jodie Foster in that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Jodie that Foster's like an agoraphobe who's trying to go visit this girl on this island. And Jodie Foster's whole part of the movie is just shit keeps happening on her travels that makes it really hard for her to get there. And she's losing her mind about everything. It's the weirdest movie.
Huh. Yeah, it is. It's a trip.
Yeah. Get high and check it out,
what do I do?
So I'll just put this on there and it'll melt away, and then we'll put the cap on, uh-huh, and then when I pull the cap off, you just clear it. It should be pretty small.
Just keep
when
hitting
do I
it
put my mouth you can, on the thing?
When I touch this
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, right now.
Right now?
Sure. Yeah,
go okay for it. Yeah. Pull. Yep, pull. Harder, harder, harder. There you go. Keep going. Clear it.
Oh, yeah. See what we're talking about?
Your first dab.
Are you sitting down?
Whoa, that's smooth.
Right?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Very nice.
Yes.
Wowza.
Nicely done.
You guys are the best. It's the best night.
Do you think they might kill off your character in the next season?
God. That would be awesome. Like, solo style?
It would be a great season to die in because you know that, you know, the show's not going to go on anyway.
Yeah. The bigger, the better. Yeah.
Since they know it's going to be the last season, would they do, like, more, like, crazier things like that?
They've been crazy anyway.
I guess so.
Yeah, this fourth season felt that way to me as it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, golly, I hope so.
You should see the house I live in on that show. It's
nice.
I'm doing much better, and that version of Doug Benson is much more successful.
You always have a lady floating in your pool.
Just floating?
Yeah.
She's a lady.
She might not even be alive.
She's either baked or not alive.
I think her name was Tova. So,
guys, I don't think you should say that on the air.
It's on the show. It's not a really. Oh shit! Because it's. Yep, you're saying. legally, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just admitting to like a pretty nasty
guy. Yeah.
So Nick's gonna do a dab?
Here we go.
All right, yeah. Wow, he's ready. He's gonna work into it, but cool.
You seem less than excited about it.
Let me do, this will be fun. I'll do your plugs while you're doing a dab.
No, please don't.
Well, how should we do your plugs? I just thought it'd be a good time saver. I can't even find your plugs, so don't worry about it. Plugs are out.
He's not into plugs.
No, you can do the
weird
plugs.
Go ahead, take it.
You can do the plugs.
It's fine.
Oh, that movie's from The Orchard. I'm hearing a lot about The Orchard in their upcoming movies. This is going to be good. People You May Know, November 28th, on demand and digital HD. Usher is in it?
Usher is fucking in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it his first acting role since The Faculty?
the faculty.
I forgot he was
right?
He plays himself in it.
How much fun is
he
that?
He plays the shit out of
Robert
himself.
Rodriguez.
It is fun. John Stewart.
I'll watch that shit right now.
Mm-hmm. Get Out is just the same plot, basically.
It's, well, basically, yeah.
As what?
I mean,
Get Out of the faculty. The faculty, everybody, all the adults at the school were
Yeah,
evil,
I guess so, yeah.
And we're just trying to, you know, eat all the children or whatever they were doing to them. Nick, I said yours. Todd Robert Anderson.
Hi.
Wait, did you just do the dab?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did it go?
Oh,
that was great.
Okay. Didn't mean to talk about Usher instead of your dabbing experience.
No, dab is great.
Let's see how the pro does
That's
it.
That's crazy how smooth it is.
Yeah.
Super high right now.
It'd be cool if there's like fish in there swimming around. Maybe brine shrimp, you know, sea monkeys.
I'm sure we could get a big enough one.
These guys would be so high.
A few goldfish. Oh, you're so high, goldfish.
Todd Robert Anderson has a podcast called Film Pigs, and it's available on iTunes and filmpigs.com. On that. He's on You're the Worst on FXX. I've been on that. And seasons 1 through 3 are now streaming on Hulu. I am not in seasons 1 through 3. Oh, am I in 3?
Is it a competition thing?
No.
I did an episode of Ray Donovan. How about that?
You got me there, but
all right.
But you know what? I've got an agent in this town.
Oh, good luck,
yes,
fella.
Yes.
Good luck keeping up.
I think the weak spot. I think I might be able to get in there through John Voight. John Voight might be able to help me out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rock the Voight.
When's his fucking skeletons coming out? He's got to have some, right? Anybody wears a white scarf all the time.
He's got to be covering
something
up. It's
the Oscars. Leave the scarf at home. I was my own fashion police watching the Oscars as a child. So our next show is going to be December 5th at 2:15 p.m. And we've got a great guest lined up for that. And we're doing a live show, one of those ones where you have an audience. People can buy tickets to see us live January 9th here in Los Angeles at the Troubadour.
Ooh.
You go to bit.ly/getdug, and tickets should be on sale now. Hopefully that works. And people can go and stand there and watch us, a bunch of us get high on stage for about 90 minutes.
That's great. Those live shows are so fucking great.
That's
the show.
I love them.
That's what it is.
I love them.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, bud.
Bye.